Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, good evening, good evening. It is January 18th, 2020. We have exactly 2 more weeks to the month of January before we go into February of 2020. And it is once again another Saturday night with your boy, the one and only, that's E-R-Y, not R-E-Y, R-O-S-H-E-L-L, author Jeffrey Rochelle. And you are tuned in to a brand new episode of the Saturday Spotlight. Tonight, we talk to author Tiffany Forbes. Tiffany Forbes is no stranger to the Saturday Spotlight. Tiffany Forbes was on for the Halloween show with Serenity James. Well, we talked to Tiffany Forbes tonight by herself, and I'm looking forward to that interview, and I know you are as well, too. But first up, Recap of the week. My week was very exciting, everybody. I have some good news. But before I talk about my good news, I want to talk about the movie Bad Boys for Life. I went to see Bad Boys for Life yesterday on my off day from work. And I must say, I truly, truly enjoyed the movie. It did not disappoint at all. There was very touching scenes in the movie. There was some very shocking and curveball thrown into the script type scenarios that an author who goes and sees this movie will understand that, yeah, that's something that I probably would have did in a book. There were a lot of shocking curveballs and secrets that came out of things of that nature. But overall, the movie was very, very good. I enjoyed it. I wouldn't mind going to see it again, and I definitely will be purchasing it when it comes out on DVD. But I went to see Bad Boys, and it lived up to its hype. And the way it ended, I'm kind of wondering if they're going to do another one, because the way it ended, it seems like there's going to be a sequel to that one. So if you have not seen it, go check it out, Will Smith and Martin Lawrence and Bad Boys for Life. You will not be disappointed. Also, This weather. What is up with this weather here in Chicago? What is going on? This storm tracker done came through, and I had to get up this morning and get myself out to my job because I had to work today. Went off today. You know, I was off yesterday, but not today. I didn't get that luxury. And that's how I knew from being off today that it was going to snow. It was going to do exactly what it said it was going to do on the news because I had to get up and go to work. So needless to say, I had to travel through it. I was irritated at work, like, I hope don't nobody call off, because when I get off my shift and the second shift comes in, I don't want to hear no static and no smoke about second shift ain't coming in, so can you stay over? No, I've worked 7 to 3. I did my 8 hours, so I'm ready to get out of here and go home. And I also host a show on Saturday night. So needless to say, there were no call-offs. Everything went smooth, but now it's blowing. The snow is, it's the wind is blowing, picking up hard, and it's blowing snow that I guess is on the ground, if it's not snowing at now, but it's blowing it, and it's real windy, and it's cold. The temperature has dropped. It went from, I believe, 20 or 30 degrees to now it's like in the teens. It's like in the 16, 17 today, and it's supposed to, I think, drop some more. So that's why I tell y'all all the time, I hate, understand what I tell y'all, and I know hate is a strong word, but I hate living in Chicago. If I could be down south, anywhere else, down south, California, someplace where it is warm, I would definitely be there because I've been here 38 years of my life in Chicago, and I am tired of Chicago winters. I count down. Do y'all understand? I count down to when warm weather is going to come back. And I just cringe at anybody that puts on social media something about when it's too hot outside. It makes me so mad because it's like, do y'all understand? I would rather take the heat over the snow and the cold. Really. So I really believe that it is in my nature, or in my future, I should say, to experience some warm weather living probably later on in my life. Because I've been here all my life. Chicago winters are no joke. And it's just a blunt of it, what we got today. We still ain't got through February or March. It hits really hard here in February or March. So I'm just looking forward to seeing how it's going to be next month in March. Because the winters here, y'all heard about it. If y'all live here, y'all already know they are no joke and no punk. So it's supposed to be, I think, continuously cold again tomorrow when I go to work. And thank God I'm off Monday, but I do got to run around and do, and I work my second job. So let's just hope that it clears up by Monday and it don't come back for a while, but I know I'm not gonna get my wish granted that good. So I'll, I'm just have to embrace it. Like anything else, I just have to embrace it and just count down to that warm weather. Now, my surprise that I have to tell you all, my, I'm just so ecstatic and elated to give this good news. This week, I went on an interview for a new position at a new place of employment. The interview, the phone interview, I should say, I didn't think I was going to kill at, but I was called in for a in-person interview with the supervisor of the department of the place where I would be working, and I killed that interview. So needless to say, Thursday morning when I was at work at my job, I got an email for an offer acceptance letter to this new position. So I'm announcing it to everybody. Please keep me in your prayers. Keep me just in your thoughts because I am taking on a new position as of February 3rd of this year. I will be leaving the company that I'm at. I've been there for 3.5 years. I've learned a lot from that position. I've developed a humbleness from that position because it was not what my background and my skill set was beforehand. And it taught me a lot. I learned a lot, but I'm happy to be going into where I'm supposed to be. And as of February 3rd, I will be there. So I will be giving my 2-week notice to my job on Tuesday because my HR department person isn't there and my scheduling supervisor isn't there. So I haven't told them yet. But I've told a few of my coworkers, I told a few of the residents where I work. And a lot of people were, of course, they were sad and, elated for me to be leaving, but they were a little sad and were, that whole, I wanted to cry too. But it's like everything happens for a reason. Change is a sign of growth. If you don't change, nothing can happen for you. So I look at this as one closed chapter and a new chapter that's going to be opened in my life. So keep me in your prayers, keep me in your thoughts. But after 3.5 years, I will be leaving the job that I've been at to a new position, better pay. And I'm just excited, just really, really excited about that. So that is my good news for the week. I've been elated about it. So I'm going to celebrate and I'm looking forward to this new journey in my life. And like I said, everything happens for a reason and change is a sign of growth. And it was time for me to go to the next level, and this is my next level. So I'm happy, ecstatic, elated about that, and we'll see how this goes. But keep me in your prayers, as I said. As always, we come to this part. This show is sponsored by Beggar's Pizza in Gary, Indiana, and they're open to 12 a.m. tonight. Their address is 4345 South Broadway, in Gary, Indiana. And their phone number is 219-951-0695. That's Beggar's Pizza in Gary, Indiana. They're open till midnight tonight. And their address is 4345 South Broadway in Gary, Indiana. And their phone number is 219-951-0695. And Mickey's on Stony, home of their famous jerk fries. Mickey's is open till 1 a.m. tonight. Their address is 8126 South Stony Island in Chicago. And their phone number is 773-902-2800. That's Mickey's on Stony, home of the famous jerk fries, open till 1 a.m. tonight. And their phone number is 773-902-2800. And Raise the Bar, located 3350 West 159th Street in Markham, Illinois, serving sweets, hot food, and customized treats. Try their weekly food specials. They're open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. That's Raise the Bar, located at 3350 West 159th Street in Markham, Illinois, and their phone number is 708-566-4088. Again, that phone number is 708-566-4088. And Pop Culture Gourmet Popcorn, home of the 50-plus popcorn flavor. So you're not just tasting cheese and caramel and butter. You get cheese, caramel, butter, jerk flavored, hot flavored, barbecue flavored popcorn, you name it, 50-plus flavors. Their address is 5509 East 153rd Street in Phoenix, Illinois, and they're located in the Phoenix Plaza off Halsted Street. Their operation of hours is Wednesday through Sunday, 12 p.m. to 6 p.m., and their phone number is 708-825-9105. That's Pop Culture Gourmet Popcorn, located at 509 East 153rd Street in Phoenix, Illinois, located in the Phoenix Plaza, and their phone number is 708-825-9105. And Layla's Sports Bar and Grill Banquets, for your sports watching, happy hour drinking, dancing, or bar eating. Layla's is open Monday through Thursday, 3 p.m. to 11 p.m., Friday, 7 p.m. to 2 a.m., Saturday today, 7 p.m. to 3 a.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Layla's is located at 14908 Chicago Road in Dalton, Illinois, and their phone number is 708-414-1088. That's Layla Sports Bar and Grill, also catering and serving your banquet needs. Their address is 14908 Chicago Road in Dalton, Illinois, and their phone number is 708-414-1088. All right. So as far as a book for the month, I haven't done that for a while, and I'm going to start, actually, I want to say I'm going to start doing it. I don't know if I'll be able to put it into use. I didn't put it on my vision board. I'm trying to look at it right now. I don't think I put it on that vision board. And I've been scratching stuff off my vision board. And if you create a vision board, how has your vision board been going so far for the year? Because I can already scratch off of there, better paying job, which I did on my vision board. Number two was a better paying job. And now that I done got that, I done checked it off my list. But if you got a vision board, how has it been going for you? How is that vision board going for you? Are you able to check stuff off? Are you still working towards your needs? So that's a good question I'm asking you guys, because I feel like I'm working at it, and it could be a little bit better because, number one, is the weight loss thing, and my mom is trying to do these smoothie things that she's talking about now, putting me on this smoothie diet. I don't know how good that's going to go, but I'm going to try it because she got the JJ smoothie book I brought. So we're going to try this smoothie thing out. I don't know if I'm going to be able to handle it, needless to say, but we're going to try it. We're going to try it because, I'm sorry, I need a little substance in my belly, and I got to have that. And it's, at, you know, where I worked at now, I kind of slayed away from the gym a little bit, so that's why I picked up the little pounds that I did too, because I used to have a very high, consistent gym life. I used to go 3 or 4 times a week, so I kind of flipped. And it's like every now and then, but now as it's on my vision board, I'm getting myself back in there to go. But we're going to try this smoothie thing out. But like I said, as with your vision board, how is it going? Are you able to cross things out? Are you still working at it? Good question. But far as a book of the month, I want to start after I finish my fifth book I'm working on now. Should be done with it by the middle of March. I want to start reading a book, having a book for the month, and reading that book for the month. And I know I want to do Terry McMillan's new book. Terry McMillan has a new book coming out in March. March 30th, she has a new book coming out. And then after that, Eric Jerome Dickey has a new book coming out too. So their two books look interesting from what I read on the synopsis on Amazon. And I grew up reading Mama Terry, so I have to add her to my list of reading. So her book will be the first book I will feature that I will read for that entire month of March into April, because the book doesn't come out to the end of March. But that's something that I want to start doing every month, is reading a book too. But if I had to pick a book of the month, that book of the month would be, drum roll, needless to say, I'm banging on the cabinet, but I'm going through my book settings here. And if I had to pick a book of the month, if you have not read, and let me see here, if you have not read Toni Morrison, that passed on this past year, if you have not read Jazz by Toni Morrison and you're looking for a book to read, I advise you, or I should say I suggest to you, pick up Toni Morrison's Jazz and read it. Toni Morrison is kind of sort of, she's kind of a little bit in the ways of read. You have to really go back and read her stuff, because she really makes you think about her words and her settings and the way she does her set, or her, her story plot settings and things. You have to go back and actually read the paragraphs over and over to get a good understanding of it. She's always been a hard writer to read. But if I had to pick any one of her books, it would be Jazz. Jazz has a very good storyline. I didn't actually finish it, and I want to, but it is a good book. I suggest picking it up and reading it. Toni Morrison's Jazz. It is a very good book, and if you're looking for something to read for the month, I suggest that book for you to read for the month of January up into February. And February is coming up, and I got a show with Cartier Julien. I don't know if you all are familiar with Cartier Julien, but he is going to be on the pre-Valentine's Day show. Cartier Julien is a erotic writer from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I affectionately call him my little brother because we and him talk, and I adopted him as my little brother, and the boy can write. He has, I think, 20-some erotic novels. He has a big reading fan base, and I'm going to have him on the Saturday before Valentine's Day to talk about those erotic books that he writes. So I'm looking forward to that show in February. All righty. So we have come now to our interview time of the show, which I always am excited about. Always bringing on an author to talk about their books, talk about who they are, talk about their accomplishments, and what they look to accomplish in the future. And tonight, we bring back, after being on for our pre-Halloween show with Serenity Jane, Tiffany Forbes. Like I said, Tiffany is no stranger to the Saturday Spotlight. She was on here with Serenity Jane for the pre-Halloween show, and they talked about their Halloween book they collaborated on, which I did get a chance to read and halfway finished it. So, Tiffany, don't choke me, because I didn't finish the second story, but I finished the first one. And I got halfway through it, but I am going to go back. I promise you. I am going to go back, Tiffany, and finish the entire book. But without further ado, Saturday Spotlight listening and callers that have called in, let's welcome to the show author Tiffany Forbes. Tiffany, how are you tonight?
Hey, I'm good. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good, doing great. Glad to have you back.
Thanks for having me again. It's always a pleasure.
Yes, always, definitely. So for the people who may not know who Tiffany Forbes is, just give us a brief synopsis of who you are, talk about the books you've written, and where you're from.
Okay, everyone's heard of Forbes Millionaires. Okay, that's not me. I'm just joking. I'm an author. I've been published since, I've been around since 2015, but I published my first book, Silly of Me, in 2016. And since then, I've published quite a few other books. Ended 2019 with the bang. I dropped quite a few books last year. And the one that you just mentioned, The Halloween Story, that was like my first collaboration, but it won't be my last. This month, I have a book that actually is coming out Monday. It's a spinoff from a book I dropped called Manizer, called Married to His Money. And that will be dropping Monday. I also have a Valentine's Day collaboration with author Mona and with Deidre Lachey. So I'm really busy, you know, just dropping books and just making sure I'm known in the literary industry. I'm an urban fiction author, but I've also prepared myself to actually branch out after doing the Halloween book and urban paranormal stories. So you can expect to see some of that from me this year as well.
Okay. And I must say, even though I did not finish the second story, Tiff, I really enjoyed the Halloween collaboration that you did with Serenity James. That first story, I really enjoyed it. It really, really had me reading that book while I was at work on my phone. Whenever I had some downtime, I was, like, at this phone, like, really reading. And I really wasn't a person into Halloween stories, but your cover caught me, and it was like I had to really read this because I was like, I wonder if it's going to give me what I wanted, and it gave me what I wanted. And like I said, when I stopped at the second story where they're at the nursing home or whatever, I like, okay, I got to pick this back up and read it because I don't like to not finish something and put it down. But like I say, needless to say, Tip, it had my interest. Y'all did the damn thing with that one. Y'all really did.
Thank you so much. I'm glad you enjoyed it. You weren't the first person, you know, quite a few people were like, well, we don't read Halloween stories. I normally don't do Halloween stories. But after, you know, gave them a little sample, we converted some readers, got some new readers in a new genre now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, definitely. Like I said, I wasn't a Halloween reader person. I wasn't a scary person, but I'm like, I knew this book was going to give me what I wanted. So I'm like, I read it, didn't finish it, but I definitely enjoyed it. I definitely enjoyed it.
So glad that you had the opportunity to check it out. I'm going to have to send you some more of my work.
Yeah, please, by all means, please do. Because like that drew me in, you know, to wanting to read more of your stuff as well, too.
Yeah, I got some good things on the way this year. Like, I pretty much have my things mapped out. I'm ready to go for 2020.
Okay. Okay, now, book signings. Have you done any of those? Or are you doing any of those this year?
Mainly, hopefully this year I would like to do, you know, some events of my own. I always do whenever April Freeman Free, I know everybody probably knows her.
Yeah.
At Richmond Yes, at Richmond Library. When she does stuff, I always, you know, I'm always willing and able to go because that's probably, Richmond isn't too far from where I live. So I always, you know, participate in the Urban Fest that, you know, they do at the Richmond Library. So that's like a given. I'm normally there. So that's a given. But as far as my own events, no, but I do sell books too, you know, everywhere I go. So I carry books with me. So I get my name out there with that.
Okay. Okay. And do you find it, did you find it at first when you started writing and selling books? Because I hear you just say that. Did you find it harder to actually push a book on your own or having people to go to like Amazon and buy your books versus you having copies and sell them yourself? What was that kind of like a difficult situation for you, or you always been able to just go ahead and just kill it?
Well, people know, like, I've always been writing all my life. Like, anybody that I went to school can tell you I stayed getting in trouble for writing in class or whatever. So I've always had, like, some type of audience for my work. Even when I worked in the call center back in the day, I would have my coworkers, even though I wasn't supposed to, I would be on the computer sending like an email to my coworkers with like little stories and different things that we would keep up with. So, you know, I've always had like an audience for my work.
Okay. Okay. And you said you published your first book when? What year was that?
It was in 2016. I was signed with a publisher, and that really didn't go anywhere. So I just stepped out on faith and read up on everything and had some good people in my corner to help me, you know, just self-publish.
And you find that more easier than having a publisher. I hear people say this all the time, Tip, and I have to ask you that as well, too. Is it easier to self-publish on your own versus having a publisher? Like, if you can just talk about what were some of the difficulties being under a publisher versus having your own book published for yourself?
Well, when I was under the publisher, I signed because basically he made everything sound so great. Like, hey, I can help get your books here. You can do signings. You can do this. And really, after, you know, just waiting, and nobody's book was really getting published, I'm just like, you know, this is worthless. But, I mean, the only good thing that came out of me waiting around was I was able to build up my group at the time that I had 50-50 Book Club. I was able to build that up and network while waiting. But I tell anyone who wants to self-publish, you know, just research. Don't just jump. I mean, even though you're going to eventually do it, just don't jump out there. Take the time to kind of, like, research. I mean, you can ask for help. You can have a mentor, but always research for yourself.
Right. That is one of the things that I point out to people, too. And that's one of the things that I still struggle with. And that's my next question with you, too. Marketing. Like, what do you think will be the hardest thing for a writer when it comes to marketing? Because I've written 4 books, and all 4 of my books are really good. I've won awards for 2, and it's still like, I feel like, Tiff, like I'm not out there, like my name is not out there. So it's like, what advice with that, if any, could you give an author that's writing a book or the marketing aspect of it? Like, what tips would you give them on that?
I'm just going to keep it 100 with you. I see people all day on Facebook. I got to promote on Facebook. Facebook is not the end and Facebook is not the all. That's my first thing if you want to sell some books. Like, Facebook is very important, but if you're going to rely on social media, it's like people be sleeping on Pinterest. Like, Pinterest is a good place too, but just use all your social media outlets. You can always be your own promoter, your merchandise with your book covers on your shirts, a hat, I don't know, keychains, whatever. But just, you know, promote yourself at all times. It's just so much you can kind of do to get your name out there. Like, I'm a person, I love YouTube, so I'm just always looking at different things. I've actually taken, like, some little free marketing classes to learn how to work, you know, even though it constantly updates the Facebook post when you boost post, you know, how to actually kind of do that. How to get your post shared, just different things to get your work out there. There's a lot of things that you could do, but it just takes a little research and trial and error.
Okay. Yeah, because, like I said, that's been one of the things that I've been struggling with is the marketing aspect. It's like, okay, I got 4 books. I got my little reading fan base. But it's like, I just feel like I'm still not out there yet. Like, nobody still knows who I am per se. Like, I want people to, when I do book signings, to say, okay, I'm coming to Jeffrey Rochelle's table because I haven't gotten all his books, and I know he's there. So I guess that's kind of like, you know, what I'm at. And I kind of see you out there with your, you know, audience that you have and the people that, and it's like, I want to know, you know, what it is that I need to do to get myself out there a little bit more, because it's like I'm not, you know, I'm not marketing enough or whatever. So, but yeah, I definitely.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
No, I was going to say another good thing to do, shout out to Z with the T with Zoya and Margaret. Shout out to Mona. Shout out to Crystal Alexis. But if you get like a good promo team, you know, you have a good promo team. They work well at all times. These ladies, they're some of the hardest working promoters. So a good promo team goes a long way. Like, you know, if you have a good team, or I don't know, like, you know, a nice, your author family, like a good team, like friends, like I, you know, like me and Serenity James, if she's posting something and she got something going on, we're going to share each other's work. Like, we're getting it out there, you know, kind of like cross-promoting. So that also helps. But having a good team does help. Like, and just, you know, surrounding yourself with good, positive people that want to see you win.
Okay. Yeah, that definitely. So I'm going to look into that, too. I got some of jotted that down. I'm going to look into that. Definitely look into that on the promo team. Go ahead.
Yeah, because with that good promo team, you know, because different promoters, they bring different things to the team. Different promoters are in different groups. They have different readers. So, you know, like this person may live over here on the East Coast. This person may live on the West Coast. Hey, you might even have someone not in the country, but your books are getting seen everywhere.
Right. Exactly. And definitely, I need to concentrate on more. I was saying, you know, I was going to stop, which I am, for a year. Next year, I haven't decided to write another book after I finish the two for this year. But that is, like I said, what I want to concentrate on for that year, the marketing aspect. So I definitely jotted that down to look into getting a marketing team. That's definitely a good form base of getting my books out there, too.
Yes, good marketing team. That is, you know, it works wonders for who will see your book.
Yeah. Yes.
And
one
more thing.
Go ahead.
I was going to say also, like, wonderful platforms like you have. I also want to shout you out, you know, by doing wonderful interviews, you know, like with you, just getting yourself out there and being seen, too, and heard, and exposing yourself to new readers, like I said. So if I would recommend authors, y'all need to come on his show. That's another good way to get exposure.
Yes. Thank you, and I'm always trying. I'm always in y'all group, well, your group, I should say, and always the Ebony's group and then T.L. Blakey's group. I'm always in there posting because I'm always looking to bring new authors on for interviews because that is the one reason why I set this show up. Thank you so much for that shout-out. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So what I was going to ask was, what was the most difficult thing for you when you started writing and getting published? Like, was there any obstacles or anything that you had to overcome when you wrote your very first book? Like, what was a obstacle for you, if any?
An obstacle was, I'm just going to be honest, I thought I knew everything. Tell my test readers, you know, read my book. I'm like, you know what? But I learned real quick and got put in place, you know, like, you know, this is what you need to do. I had my head in the clouds, like, you know, as a new author, don't be thinking you know everything because there's always something you can learn.
And what has been, and how many books have you written?
Now I want to say, because I actually write under, you know, I have a pen name, but I believe it is about 10 or 11 books now.
Okay. And what's your very favorite book you wrote?
I would have to say Manizer. Like, I don't know. That silly story, I love that book. It was just, I had fun writing it. So that would be my personal favorite.
Okay. What was it about?
It was about a young lady named Jasmine who just goes through daily trials and tribulations, hence the name Manizer. She has a man for every occasion. She's like, you know, y'all not going to break my heart. I'm gonna be breaking the hearts and using y'all and getting what I can, you know. So she's just in the midst of all her little relationships or situationships, she's always involved in drama. She can't fight, but she stays in the fight and stays in drama. He just stays in a lot of confusion, and she meets a guy that she thinks is the one, and he's the air that she breathes, her blood, bone, and oxygen, only to, you know, have the wind knocked out of her to find out he is not who she thought he was.
Oh, wow. Sounds pretty interesting. Was this like your, what number book is this? I'm going to have to check that one out, too.
Let's see. That was like, I believe I dropped that around like April last year. Not sure what number, maybe like number 5 or something, but that book is also gonna, it's gonna be free Monday because it's the spinoff to the new book. I mean, the new book is a spinoff to that one. Marriage's Money is about Jasmine's sister Bianca. Everyone seems to think that Bianca is, you know, just sweet wholesome young lady, but you know, they're pretty much similar. But Bianca appears to have her life all together, but she's no different than her sister, actually.
Oh wow! So a lot of drama, a lot of the twists and turns of with this. It's a series going on now, right?
No, yes, relationship drama, a little bit of baby mama, baby daddy drama, yeah, you know, all kinds of drama. It may even, you know, some murder.
But that's what keeps the people coming reading the book, so definitely, definitely, that's what keeps the people reading, definitely. And I know you just said that, piggying back, that you have a Valentine's collabo coming on?
Yes, with Mona and with Deidre Lachey.
Okay, and what's the title of y'all book for that?
I can't quite pass. I'm just going to share the cover with you when we leave, but it's... I can't keep. Oh God, I just had it up on my computer screen. But it's Love or Lust. Show me right. And each one of us are doing like a short story.
Okay.
And we have nice, sexy cover with the handsome man with the red roses and the diamonds and all that good stuff, just in time for Valentine's Day. It's gonna be hot, steamy, erotica. You know, like a nice sizzling, page turning type of event.
Okay. Okay. I might have to sneak y'all in for my for my Valentine's Day. So I got Quadre on there, but I may have to sneak y'all in and talk about that one too. So be on the lookout on your inbox. I may, you know, hit you up, say, Tiff, and you come on and talk about it if you can, if not, okay. But I may hit you up and say, I'm going to have you on my February Valentine's Free Day show too.
Well, you know, that's always a pleasure. It's always cool. I also... I'll be dropping some like a short story of my own on Valentine's Day as well, called My Silly Valentine.
Okay. Okay, you're doing the damn thing. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm a busy woman. I'm still in grad school and, you know, I'm a mother of two kids and working. I'm just, as long as this pen can write and this computer can work, I'm on it this year.
I hear you. So how, well, being a mom and all that, how do you balance all that out?
Well, the beauty of it is my oldest child is 18, and she's going to be going to college soon, and my youngest child is 13. So they kind of, you know, they help out a lot, so it all balances out itself. And that's another reason why I've been able to, you know, get so much in with my writing now. Like, they're not small, you know, because my girls are older.
And do they support mommy with her writing?
Oh, most definitely. When we are at the, like, the Richmond Public Library events, or if we're doing something literary related, they are part of the team. They work with me. I have them at, you know, book signing and events. My youngest daughter, she'll go around and go live, and, you know, they are part of the team. They are Forbes and company. They are staff.
I know that's right. But don't worry. Yes. But that's
they
the
love
it,
though. They love it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That's the beauty of it. Your daughters are behind you. They love the fact that mom writes, and they there to support you. So definitely, I can commend you on that.
Thanks.
Definitely. So, Tiff, I got to ask everybody that I have on, I always ask this question, and I know you get it offhand as well, too. But you get somebody that say, Tiffany, you done wrote a book or several books. I want to write a book. So what three tips do you give somebody that want to write a book, say they're going to write a book? What three tips of advice do you give them in the process of them completing a book?
Well, you know, the beauty of that is one young lady who told me she wanted to write a book. I'm going to shout her out since I'm on here. I know she's listening, but her name is Valencia Jones, and she wrote a book. And basically, when she first, you know, ran the idea about me that she was writing a book, I'm like, you know, well, my first thing is always keep on writing. Even if you want to write a book, the first step is writing. You can always go back and edit and all that good stuff later. But if you want to write, just go ahead on and get your thoughts out and just write. And, you know, it won't hurt, you know, if you're letting people know that you're writing, so you can kind of like build up audience if you want to drop snippets or whatever you want to do. And I also tell people that want to write, you know, just research. I also, you know, I help people as far as, you know, kind of like point them in the right direction to certain things. But if you want to write a book, I just say get to writing, and then you figure out all the big steps later as far as publishing. But, you know, get that story out there.
Okay. Okay. And as far as, what was the question I was going to ask you? What would you say would be an obstacle with writer's block? Like, what kind of advice would you give somebody that may experience writer's block, or they feel like, oh, I'm writing this tip, but I can't finish it? Like, what are some of the things that you overcame with, if you've ever had writer's block? Like, what are some of the things that you've done to overcome that?
Okay, this is my own personal experience that I use all the time. I usually work on more than one thing at a time. So if I'm not feeling this story right now, I'm like, I might can finish. I can work on the other story. So that's kind of like what I'm doing. I'm always working on more than one thing, you know. So like I said, if I don't have any words for this one, I'm like, I know I should have something for this one. So I just, or even like, it's crazy. Like, I like to write on paper sometimes too. So what I would do, and it's crazy because I've been doing this for years, I'll write on the backside of the paper. That'll get me started. And I'll just start writing, literally like journaling or whatever. Like, I have a bunch of composition books. So if I have writer's block, I'll just write about anything. I don't care if I have to open a book and just copy what they're writing or find a sentence or something, and, you know, just go from there. I actually do like some writing prompts to get my writing flowing. It may not relate to the story that I'm working on, but it just gets me back in the mood to write. So if you are a new author or author that has writer's block often, I think that, you know, just get you a few writing prompts. Just look up some writing prompts. Just write about anything. I don't know if a lot of people know it, but classical music is good to write to. So put some of that on and just write about your thoughts and feelings, and that'll get you flowing. It always works for me anyway.
Okay, and I was just about to ask you that next, too. Like, what was your go-to for when you're sitting there at the computer or your laptop, right? Like, what's your music that you listen to? Is it classical?
That's just to get my to get me going. I just be listening to everything, but I like R&B, so I listen to the, it depends on if I'm writing like erotica or whatever. It just, if it's kind of like urban, I probably listen to rap, but I listen to, you know, whatever's current at the time. I just listen to all kinds of songs, just whatever I'm in the mood for. Sometimes I just need complete silence to get it done, and I need to turn the phone off or mute it or whatever. Because when I really get down into my writing, my desk writing hours is between 3 to 5 when my household is quiet. When the TV is off, when the phones and the mouths are shut, that's the best time for me to write. So it's quiet.
Yeah, that's how I do it too. Are you a late night person? Do you find yourself like writing at different points, time frames of the day? I say, I know I do it late night sometimes. If I can't sleep, I get up and get out my laptop. But are you the same? Like, do you have a specific time, or is it like at certain times you'll get up and write?
I write anytime. Like, while I'm working during the week, when I'm working, you know, with my mother or whatever, she could be at her doctor's appointment or something. I'll be sitting there writing on the phone. And if I'm not writing on the phone, I'll do it, you know, like in my notebook, and then just go back home and type it. But I write all the time, but I love to write, like I said, between that 3 o'clock and 5 o'clock hour. That is my writing hour. Like, yeah, if I get up at that time, oh, I know I'm going to kill it. I get the word count in. I be, you know, doing the thing because, I don't know, I slept good, and I just get up ready to go when I get up at that time. But I can write at any time. I really try to get in writing all throughout the day. That's how I be meeting, you know, my little goals that I set for myself. Well, I've met or exceeded my goals today, or I don't have to write as hard tomorrow because I did so much yesterday.
Okay. And what's your go-to snack? Do you have any, like, go-to snacks, anything you eat or drink while you're sitting there doing your thing with writing?
Oh, well, I used to enjoy trail mix. But, you know, I'm dieting and all this other good shit now. So, like right now, I have my coffee cup sitting by the my laptop. So it's pretty much coffee and water tonight. But I just like some good cold beverages or either some coffee. So that's pretty much my go-to now. Or I do like sugar-free popsicles or something, but not so much snacks.
Okay. Okay. And I'm trying to get away from that, too, because I know mine is Twizzlers and fruit snacks. But I'm trying to do more fruit and water with ice water in a cup. But I'm more of a juice, fruit snack, Twizzlers type of dude. So I'm trying to get away from that.
Yeah, I was trying to have a snack. I ain't even going to lie. I used to turn up the snacks. I used to, like I said, that bag of trail mix from Walmart with, like, the M&Ms and peanuts and raisins. Oh, that was my drink. I'm like, oh, yeah, if I get some of this, oh, I'm about to kill it in here. But now, I have, like I said, I have bottled water and coffee over here, you know, and I've made, you know, the sugar-free packets. I had the Country Time lemonade because I love Chick-fil-A diet lemonade. So I got some of the sugar-free Country Time packets, and I have a nice cup with some ice. And that's already made. I got it in the freezer chilling. So I'm going to just set that out and thaw it out a little later so it's going to be slushy. So I'm going to be ready when I get back to writing.
Okay. And, yeah, I like it to get the juice to get a little slushy, too. So I throw my little cup of it in there in the freezer, too. So I'm with you on it. And that Country Time lemonade is the bomb. It's off the chain.
Yes. Yes, and I'm, you know, I just drink water, and I advise people, you know, stay hydrated and healthy. So I'm always pushing people to drink water. I mean, since I'm on my little health kick, honestly, I want everybody to eat healthy. I even, right now, I have my kids eating healthy. I'm like, y'all don't even know if that was a really healthy dinner. Ha ha.
I bet it. Yes. Well, I'm going to have to see how you keep me motivated because this is the smoothie thing I'm trying to try. I don't know. I'll be needing some substance, Tiff, but I'm going to try this smoothie thing and see how much weight I can get off by the summertime.
Oh, well,
so
I'm going to
see this...
tag you on that post I put up on Instagram. I put some smoothie things on Instagram last week, and I don't know if you big on coffee or not, but I also got, like, I posted a thing with Starbucks. It's on the same post, and it's how if you do keto, like keto coffee drinks, you can purchase some Starbucks. So, and then that's good, too, so... I'm going to tag you on that when we get off here so you can kind of see it because it sure has some smoothie ideas on there as well.
Okay, cool, cool. Definitely let me know that. Definitely tag me on that because I'm trying to diet thing and I need to get off some weight before I do these book signings in the summer and then when the summer coming too. So I'm definitely all for it. Definitely let me know.
Yes, snacks for the summer, baby.
Yes. All right, Tiff, so let us know, where can the people find you on social media?
On all my social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, you just put Author Tiffany F, you know, like facebook.com/AuthorTiffanyF, instagram.com/AuthorTiffanyF, and twitter.com/AuthorTiffanyF. You can find me like that. And those are the major things I'm on. I'm also on Pinterest, but I believe my handle is the same thing on there as well. And I can be found there. And I have a group on Facebook called Read a Good Book where people talk about their books, book discussions, all that. I can always be found there. And at any point, if anybody ever wants to shoot me a message on Facebook, I'm always online at one point or another. So feel free to shoot me a message or inbox me. So I'm just always online, so people can always reach out to me, or I could be reached by email at authortiffanyf@gmail.com. So I'm always available, like if authors need help or, you know, just anything, I'm always available. Even if you want to just talk about one of my books, just hit me up.
Okay, cool, cool. And I know you got the your Halloween collab and any other Halloween, Valentine's Day collab. And your Valentine's Day single book, what else is coming up for you in the future before the year ends?
Oh, I have some good stuff coming up this year. I mean, I'll be posting and doing some sneak peeks and excerpts. Also, I'm stepping out and doing something I haven't done in a while. Well, I do have one book out that's not on Kindle Unlimited. But I have a story that I'm probably going to, you know, towards the end of the year. I haven't really set a release date. But this book isn't going to be on Kindle Unlimited. It's going to be, I'm going to put it on all the platforms, you know, make it available so that is a goal of mine too, to eventually get my books, my paperbacks in different places. So I'm just going to be working on a few things with this particular story that I'm working on. It's going to be available as far as ebook, other than just, you know, it won't be just exclusive to Amazon. So I want to stick my feet out there and try to, you know, branch out in that aspect as far as new readers.
Okay. Okay. Awesome. 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 And did you do a vision board this year?
I didn't do a vision board, but I did actually, you know, just write out a list of my goals and things I want to do. And so far, so good.
Okay. Is it lengthy or is it like...
Right in place.
Okay, cool. Is it a lengthy list or you got just a few things on there you want to just accomplish?
Well, it was just on the front page. Basically, I just listed all my goals, things. You know, basically, to sum it up, I want, you know, for this year, I want, you know, good health, good wealth, just a happy life,
mm-hmm.
you know. I want to publish
mm-hmm.
my books. I want to do great in school. I want to be, you know, the best mother I can. Simple things that all can be attained. Good goals, you know. And they all kind of relate
okay.
to each other. If I'm doing good in one aspect, I'm doing good in all of them.
Yes, yes. And I'm so proud of you for, like, you're in grad school, you're writing books, and then you're a mother of two. So that is very, very, you live a complex life. And I'm, like I said, I'm very proud of you. You're doing the damn thing. I see you on Facebook. And like I said, just definitely keep going forward, definitely, because you got me inspired. And you gave me some tips tonight on what I need to do for marketing, and you helped me out with my health. So definitely, definitely thank you tonight for this information you've given me. If nobody else that's listening or called in, I say thank you for what you passed on to me so far.
I'm glad, you know, that I could provide those wonderful tips. And I, like I said, I will definitely be in touch with more tips and tagging you and, you know, some stuff.
Okay.
So this is
okay.
our year, 2020. We got to reach those goals we set.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Like I said, I'm looking at my board right now, and I done scratched off the one that I found a better paying job. So I'm going down my list, and I'm just want to, you know, continue to scratch things off and get things done. But that's what the thing I set for myself this year, Tiff. I said, I'm creating this vision board, and I'm going to put it to life. Like I procrastinated over the past 2 years with certain things that I have on that list. But now, definitely, like you just said, 2020 is our year, and I'm definitely going out to the strive for the goals that I want to achieve for myself, too.
That's right. You deserve it. You work hard. You got to, you know, get what you want.
Exactly. Definitely, definitely. Well, Tiffany, I thank you for coming on tonight. I thank you for bringing the knowledge that you brought with the things you've helped out with. Author Tiffany Forbes, she is a phenomenal writer. If you have not checked her out, she is on Facebook. She's on Pinterest a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Twitter and Instagram.
That's right. And before
and
I leave, I want to also share with
yeah,
you that book that you read. It's free tonight, so let everyone know that it's free.
Okay. Okay, well, y'all hear that out there in listening land and on and the calls that I did have, you guys, that is Hood Tales. Hood Tales is available for free reading tonight. And then your other one, you said Monday, that was going to be free to read too?
Yes, Manizer. So if you haven't read Manizer yet, that's going to be free Monday, so you can get ready for the new release that should be live and into the world Monday evening.
And I'm going to try to definitely check that one out too as well. And then, like I said, as far as next month, I might shoot an email to you to see if you can come on and be a part of the show with Quadrant, and I'll probably make that one an hour show so I can talk to both of y'all about your Halloween. I'm sorry, I don't know if he's saying Halloween. Valentine's Day releases.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, Tiffany, it was definitely a pleasure talking to you tonight. Definitely. I look forward to seeing your tag about the stuff, because I definitely want to get on that with the health and the doing the coffee and the smoothie stuff. So I definitely look forward to that. And thank you for stopping by the Saturday Spotlight tonight. You got anything else you want to say?
No, I just thank you for having me. And as always, it's a pleasure. And I look forward to talking to you again soon. You have a wonderful Saturday night, and you be blessed.
Yes, yes, and you too as well. And thank you for coming on tonight.
Okay.
All right. Talk with you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So there you have it. Tonight we talked to author Tiffany Forbes. She has a book dropping this Monday that you can read free on Kindle. She also has her Hood Tales that she collaborated with Serenity James, and it's free to read as well, too. You will not be disappointed. I did not finish Hood Tales, but I definitely got through the first story, and I was not disappointed at all. So thank you tonight, author Tiffany Forrest, for stopping by the Saturday Spotlight. Check her out. She's on Amazon. She's on Facebook. She's on Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, author Tiffany Forbes. That's T-I-F-F-A-N-Y, and just like you pronounce and say it, Forbes. It's spelled the same way, F-O-R-B-E-S. On next week, we talk to author Aladia Duncan. I hope I'm saying her name correctly. Aladia Duncan stops by the Saturday Spotlight. You won't want to miss that show. And then up until the next week after that, we will be in the month of February. It's Black History Month. So I will be highlighting a lot of different things as far as reading black books and stressing the need on that. We know we only get that 1 month. We're supposed to celebrate all year round, but you know they give us that 1 month, Black History Month, February. So I definitely have a ton of stuff coming up that month, a ton of good authors that are going to be showcased on the Saturday Spotlight that month as well, too. So you don't want to miss the month of February. So as always, we come to the close of the show, and as I always say, what you do for Christ, the only thing you do for Christ will last. Have a good rest of the weekend. Have a good week. Be safe. If you're weathering a storm, get through it the best you can. If you don't got to go out on the roads, don't go out. But if you do, be safe. And always, I will talk to you next Saturday on the Saturday Spotlight. Good night.